you will hear a man talking about coins. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
As you can see, the coin is heptagonal in shape. That means it's seven-sided. The shape could be problematic, as most coins are round so that they can be easily used in vending machines. The 50 pence piece, however, has been designed with curved sides, and as you can see, the edges are rounded off so that it'll still function in vending machines. This also gives it its constant diameter. Like most silver-coloured coins nowadays, it's made from an alloy called cupronickel. That's 75% copper and 25% nickel. Over the years, the coin has changed in weight and dimension, and now weighs only 8 grams, but it started life a lot heavier, at 13.5 grams. It has also shrunk slightly in size and is now 27.5 millimeters in diameter. That's 2.5 millimeters less than it used to be. The obverse of the coin, or face, shows a portrait of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and there have been 3 different portraits used over the years. The current one first appeared in 1998 and is a much more realistic version than the previous two. The reverse was originally intended to be the royal arms, but was replaced at the last minute by the distinctive design of the seated figure of Britannia, the Roman name for Britain, which is today used as a female personification of the island.